I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Transcendence is so ambitious visually that it's easy, at least at the outset, to buy into the sci-fi plot. That's no surprise. For more than a decade, the first-time director, Wally Pfister, has been one of the movie medium's preeminent cinematographers. He's the man who shot Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy, as well as Nolan's Memento and Inception. He also seems good at directing actors. But oh, the woes of the script he has struggled with here. This cautionary fantasy about artificial intelligence has so much on its muddled mind and so little sense of dramatic grounding that it grows ever more preposterous before lurching to a climax that's utterly unfathomable. The title describes a special case of mind over matter, the total contents of a human brain uploaded to a supercomputer, so that the brain transcending its body becomes a new kind of mastermind. The cerebral organ belongs to Will Caster, a world authority on artificial intelligence. He's played by Johnny Depp. When Will's life takes a dramatic turn for the worse, his smarts converted to a data storm take up residence in a quantum computer that transcends supercomputing and looks really cool in the bargain. Then the question is whether Will will or won't use his intelligence to benefit mankind. Another question is whether the ghost in the quantum machine is still Will or some malign version of him that is waiting for a chance to get online, go viral, and infect the world. Last year, Spike Jonze upgraded the AI genre in his wonderfully poetic Her, with Scarlett Johansson's voice as a super Siri. For a while, Transcendence plays like a high-tech hymn. Rebecca Hall is Evelyn Caster, Will's wife and research partner. She's desperate to save however much of him a computer can store. Since Pfister's approach is visual, Johnny Depp gets to be much more than a voice. First, Will's face pops up on one screen, then another and another, in what briefly becomes a comic variation on the theme of the Beatles Here, There, and Everywhere. But Will's all-pervasive evil influence is no laughing matter, even though Jack Paglen's script is completely laughable. Plot developments include the construction of an underground data center in a remote desert town. The center is approximately the size of the Manhattan Project, but no one seems to notice until it's almost finished. There's also the emergence of hybrid creatures that look like human beings, except that they're networked in a way that recalls Village of the Damned or Invasion of the Body Snatchers. The cast includes Paul Bettany, Cillian Murphy, and Morgan Freeman, but actors can't save the film from itself. Neither can a last-ditch effort to turn Transcendence into an upbeat fable. When that climax comes and the last vestiges of coherence vanish, all you want to do is upload yourself out of the theater and give your own brain a rest. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.